Even the name of Jack Phillips Bakery, which is Masterpiece Cake Shop, is meant to evoke his dedication to both his art and his devotion to his God. Hence, Masterpiece Cake Shop. Here's what Jack Phillips said leading up to today's landmark case at the United States Supreme Court. Jack said, and I quote, "I can't follow two masters. I need to serve just one, and that's Jesus Christ." Phillips told the Washington Times this, explaining how he, as a Colorado baker, has become the face of the biggest gay rights legal case since the Supreme Court established a national right to marry someone of the same sex. And of course, as you well know, if you're paying attention at all, he refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. Now, today at the high court, Mr. Phillips' attorneys basically argued to the Supreme Court that baking is his artistic speech, and to force him to bake for a cause he doesn't believe in would mean violating his First Amendment's rights. On the other side, the American Civil Liberties Union, representing Charlie Craig and Dave Mullins, who were wed in Massachusetts, because Massachusetts at the time allowed same-sex marriages, but they wanted a cake for a celebration back home in their home state of Colorado. So they asked Mr. Phillips to bake a cake for their ceremony. He refused, but he told them this: "I will bake you birthday cakes, shower cakes, sell you cookies, brownies. I just don't do cakes for same-sex weddings." Well, the case is the country's latest test in a long-running battle over gay rights and religious freedom. And to help us understand precisely what happened today at the high court, we have Peggy Nienaber, the vice president of operations at Faith in Action in the nation's capital. And I want us to get right to the heart of this issue that has the potential to affect every one of you that are listening to the program today. So Peggy, first of all, let me welcome you to the program. Thank you for carving out time to come and be with us.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Sorry about my voice.
Well, Peggy, I know you've been struggling with your voice, but we are thrilled that you've chosen to even hazard losing more of your voice to be with us today. But that's you okay. Were inside the courtroom today, and I would love for you to share with our audience, number one, why is this case so important for religious liberty? And then we'll get into a little bit later exactly what you witnessed in the court.
Okay. So it's viewed both ways, because it's viewed with religious liberties, and what we saw out in front of the court and what we saw in the court is people feel our freedom of speech for religion has been violated. This gentleman should have the right, a conscious right, of to make a decision on his own. He served these customers in every shape and form, but to actually be an artist on a cake that would celebrate same-sex marriage was not within his belief. That is what he believes with his God. And what we had discussed earlier, it would be the same as Jewish people serving food that is not of the same of them. They serve kosher food, would they come in and make them serve non-kosher food? Would a Muslim be made to serve pork? All of these are against people's religions and their conscience. And that's what we hear in front of the court. Now, what's the problem is a lot of people are looking at this case as a discrimination case, that he discriminated them. And that wasn't the case. He has served them in other forms, just not on that one cake. And this isn't the first time he's done that, and that was explained in the court. He didn't serve a cake for Halloween. He does not believe in Halloween. He did not serve a cake to adult parties. He's had many requests, and it's not that he refused. It was not within his conscience. He just does not make those type of cakes. There were questions about should he put up signs and things like that. And so there were all different directions that they went at it. But it kept coming back around to discrimination.